to everybody tonight. In a short while, Suzanne will be reading for us Psalm 47. The reason for that is because this psalm is traditionally read by the Jewish people at Rosh Hashanah, aka the Feast of Trumpets. And I will share with you some of my own musings on this psalm. Sometimes this psalm is referred to as the Psalm of the Shofar. Shofar being the Hebrew word for horn, or specifically ram's horn. Sometimes this is interchanged with the generic term trumpet. There is a direct reference in Psalm 47 in verse 5 to the sound of a trumpet. This psalm is a psalm of great joy. It affirms that God is king over all the earth and that all the nations will soon be under his feet and under his judgment. The psalm talks about a time when God Most High, the king, goes up to Jerusalem to sit on his throne, a time of great vindication for all who believe in him, a time when suffering, injustice, and lawlessness will cease for 1,000 years. A time when God gathers his people to him before he judges the nations. Many Christians believe that the Feast of Trumpets foreshadows the time of the rapture, where at the loud blast of the shofar or trumpet, we will be gathered up to be with the Lord in the air. Through this psalm, the Lord is guaranteeing to all those who believe in him and who have been faithful to him that the best is yet to come. Psalm 47 talks of a time where the whole world will know that Yeshua is Adonai. No one and no thing will escape the judgment of the God of Israel. And as we look at the three autumn feasts, or the Moedim in Hebrew, of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, we see playing out in this psalm the return of Yeshua, the regathering of his people, the restoration of Israel, and the judgment of all the earth as we go into the millennial kingdom. Therefore, where this psalm says in verse 1, clap your hands, all peoples, for the Lord is to be feared. Therefore, we are to be joyous that the whole earth will fear the Lord, for Satan's reign will be over. So in closing, this song is also about making a lot of noise and a lot of happy noise to God. It talks about clapping our hands, shouting to God with loud songs of joy, to sound the trumpet and to sing praises to him. In this song, we are asked to sing praises to God 5 times and to sing praises with a psalm. So let this psalm be a reminder to us all to praise the Lord and to be excited about that, to use the psalms he has given us to praise him. Psalm 47 is a song of great hope for the future and for the healing and redemption of the whole world. So to quote our own Steve Hamblin, without further ado, I will hand over to Suzanne for the reading of Psalm 47.
Good evening. This is Psalm
47. Oh, clap your hands, all ye peoples, shout to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves. Salah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together. the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Praise the Lord.